Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the Philippines, we have Mary Erica Bolaños. Mary Erica is a lay preacher who teaches at the Institute of Preaching in Manila. Her preaching today is entitled, To Risk One's Own Life.
Our reading is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 11 to 14. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. This may be a very familiar reading to all of us. The gospel reading today uses the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 34, as the main background for the imagery, with its comparison between the unfaithful shepherds of Israel, who will be punished by God, and God as a good shepherd of his flock. The Old Testament refers to God as a shepherd, and the people as his flock, and warns that false shepherds will be judged. Reading further, in verses 12 to 13, we see that it talks about the hired hand. The hired hand does not own the sheep. When he sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep, he runs away. Obviously, he does not care for the sheep. The Old Testament has specific regulations concerning hired hands and their responsibilities concerning animals entrusted to their care. According to the book of Exodus, if an animal was mauled by wild beasts, the hired hand need not make restitution. The Mishnah stipulates that if a single wolf attacked the flock, the hired hand should protect it. But if two or more wolves threatened, they were no longer responsible. Jesus is the good shepherd. He is not a hired hand. Reflecting on the passage today, we look into those who have responsibility over their people. There are leaders who are like hired hands. They only do what the law stipulates. Otherwise, they leave their people wandering off the dark when things get out of hand. We know of leaders who value their own life above that of their people. Their actions are calculated and primarily self-centered. They value only their own life, and it is a sad mistake to have this type of leaders. Jesus is the good shepherd. He knows his sheep, and his sheep knows him. He lays down his life for his sheep. To be a shepherd is to lay down one's life for his followers. Death has no terrors for a good shepherd. While we all understand that the Gospel of John speaks of the saving act of Jesus as the good shepherd, we can also see this as a message to minister correctly the people under our care.